everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report with your host, Robert Hensley, coming to you from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. We call it the bunker. Hope everyone's had a great weekend. I am really excited for this episode. I don't usually tread too far into Bonnie's territory. Bonnie hosts Truth Be Told Transformation on Wednesdays and does a lot of talk about spirituality and metaphysical stuff, a lot of energy work. And I came across a really cool study that I wanted to talk about today. In the paranormal world, and especially when you're walking that line between paranormal, as in like the strange and unusual, and the paranormal, which is kind of the metaphysical stuff, health and well-being, we hear a lot about energy work and things that shift our energy or open up portals and allow us to experience different things. And a lot of that comes down to forms of meditation. And in case, for those of you who aren't aware, I am a certified meditation leader and a sound therapist. And, we view meditation as a way of really kind of as a way of gaining benefits, we should say. There are health benefits from meditation, reducing stress, alleviating heart disease, lowering blood sugar, all this stuff that's really amazing. But there's also a more shamanic side to meditation, which can be used for, I don't want to say astral projection, but, like the Druids called it, journeying, and being able to kind of go forth and find guidance, and open ourselves to, other dimensions and to visit places and to gain knowledge. So meditation has become a huge part of my daily practice, and I know a lot of people who do meditate. This study that I found was really interesting. I thought that if there was anyone out there who was looking for information, looking for answers, that this might be for you. So personally, I tend to gravitate towards elemental meditation, which is really kind of the connection of self to the cardinal elements, earth, air, fire, and water, and to create a sense of mindfulness or well-being or just a sense of self in some way through that. And a huge part of that sometimes, not always, but sometimes has to do with certain breathing exercises that really allow me to connect to, especially if I'm meditating on air. There's this great study that came out last month that says that cyclic breathing techniques are more effective in reducing stress than mindfulness meditation, right? So, of course, as someone who really does believe and has experienced the change in levels of stress through meditation, I thought this was really interesting. So it turns out that a team of researchers during the pandemic, when everything was at its most stressful, decided to do some research with a group of 114 patients. They were all asked to try various forms of meditation or breathing for 5 minutes every day. And they were given meditation journals or stress journals, if you will, and were asked to answer questions to talk about where they saw themselves in levels of stress, whether or not the exercise was working. And so this is what they came out with, that cyclic sighing, which is a breathing exercise, also known as cyclic hyperventilation, was actually a greater reduction in stress than those who are engaging just in mindful meditation. Okay, and this paper was published in the Cell Reports Medicine Journal, and they studied three different types of breathing exercises. Cyclic sighing, which is a little more time is spent on the exhalation than the inhalation. Box breathing, in which you inhale, hold, exhale, hold, and repeat that for the same amount of time for each part of the cycle. The cyclic hyperventilation, in which the inhalations last longer than the exhalations. What they found were that these volunteers reported that there was a 90% positive reaction or reported positive feelings after some form of meditation or breathing exercise. And they found that those people who were doing the cyclic breathing exercises had the greatest amount of reduction in their stress. And so I think for me, and what I'm hoping that a lot of people who read this study or who are thinking about adding breathing to their meditation will get from that, is that it does help break cyclic breathing helps to break the cycle. I know that for a lot of people, when they're talking about meditation, you know, they have a tendency to think, you know, oh, it's so hard, I can't stop thinking. Well, we don't want you to stop thinking, because that means you're dead. But what we do want to do is we want to slow, right? We want to slow the thought process. We want to really kind of take it to a place where it's just at a bare minimum. And in some cases, for a lot of people, that means just focusing on something else, even if that means focusing on your breathing. You can just sit in silence and focus on the inhale and the exhale. You don't have to count a number of seconds for each thing. You can just breathe and focus on that, and it will still have a positive impact on your mind, on your body. It's scientifically proven. I promise this is how it works. So it's a really great new study. I'm really excited personally, I'm excited to add more breathing into my meditation practice if it's going to help, if it's going to help in any way, shape, or form. So just to give you an instance of one of what they're saying is that this cyclic sighing thing is inhale for one, hold for a quarter, exhale for two. Box breathing would be inhale for one, hold for one, exhale for one, hold for one. Cyclic hyperventilation is inhale for two, exhale for one, and hold for up to 15 seconds, and then repeat. So those are just, you know, and there's a little, if you're watching on YouTube, there's a little graphic on the screen. So that's what I thought was really interesting today, and that's what I'm sharing with you. But also, it wouldn't be, I was remiss last week because I wrapped up the show and realized that I did not share one of Daniel Morris's spell of the week. I didn't put one of his one word spells on the screen for you, and I apologize for that because it's supposed to be a new segment. So I want to make sure that we get to that today. Spell of the week is Murucidium, okay, which is a one word spell for warding the home or safeguarding the home, having your home become a place that is protected. It combines the Latin words for wall and protection, right? It's pretty logical. And Daniel says that for the best results, that you should place your hands on the wall that you are enchanting. So you would, you know, reach out, touch the wall, envision, if you will, that wall being made of the strongest material that is impenetrable. And that is the visualization and the intention when you are saying the word Murucidium. And, you know, he doesn't say whether or not you should need to repeat that on like every wall of a room or every wall of a home, but it couldn't hurt, right? So yeah, so that's the spell of the week. And that brings us to the end of another episode of The Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, this is Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman. And remember, we now have 4 opportunities for new content every week with Truth Be Told. Truth Be Told Minuteman Report on Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Now we have on Tuesdays, if you speak Spanish, if you know people who speak Spanish and who are into this content, they can tune in to La Verdad Se Habla, which is the Spanish language Truth Be Told with Metaphor, on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Of course, Bonnie on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. or at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And Tony Sweet on Fridays with the original Truth Be Told, same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, because we really like that 3 o'clock hour around here. If you have an idea for a show, something that you want to learn more about, something you want us to learn more about and to tell you about, email us. I can be reached at report.minuteman@gmail.com. Again, that's report.minuteman@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you guys. And until next time, stay true.